you outside does. Am I new but do? Why you were thinking I didn't have a clue.
Welcome back to the Bruce Salin Show, Dad's Point of View. That, of course, is Amy Winehouse singing quite a voice. We are going to continue now with Teen Rap with Pastor Drew, who I introduced in the previous segment. I'm going to save time and save the introduction and just go right back into it with Pastor Drew. Hello again, Pastor Drew.
Bruce, again, such a joy to be part of the show.
Well, I love having you. We were talking about your trip to Brazil. And we also want to talk about Amy Winehouse. And on the break, you were telling me a little bit about how the news hit all of you down there in Brazil. So please, I want to hear more.
Yeah, well, to begin with, you know, whenever you're out of your normal pattern of life and just being away from the news, it's always interesting because so much goes on that you're unaware of. And while we were down there that first week, we actually found out through the Brazilian teenagers about Amy Winehouse's death. And so they were talking about it. We overheard it. Because, you know, Portuguese, Amy Winehouse, Portuguese, you know. And we asked them, you know, what's going on with Amy Winehouse? And they told us. And it was interesting is there being students there who listened to her music. There being adults who were very familiar with her music and who had seen her throughout the news. Some people had never heard of her before. Just starting to get some of the reactions from both the Brazilians and the Americans. And kind of the general sense was, well, unfortunately, there was some jokes. You know, I'm sure you're familiar with her song, Should Have Gone to Rehab.
Yeah, of course.
But some of the other students were quick to say, hey, that's not right, and no one deserves that. And I think the general consensus was, what a sad loss. And I know that you mentioned in your column, the 27 Club. I hadn't realized that until I read that in your column. Jimi Hendrix, Kurt Cobain, Janis Joplin, so many others, including Amy Winehouse.
You think of Janis Joplin, you just can't think that she was 27. I mean,
no.
Because she sang with such an old soul. For that matter, so did Amy Winehouse. I knew she was young just because I'd been following, you know, everything about her in the news. But 27 years old, that's even younger than you.
Yeah. Thanks for reminding me of that. You know, the sad thing is, unfortunately, this happens on a daily basis. It doesn't always make the news like it would a Janis or a Jimi Hendrix or a Kurt Cobain or an Amy Winehouse. But I think these celebrity deaths remind us of just, you know, the brokenness that comes with an addiction, unhealthy patterns of life. And it's really hard, especially when celebrities are so destructive, because so many of the teens look to celebrities as their role models now in the media, whether it's a movie star or a television star or a musician. And so in some ways it's almost become more and more acceptable, especially even students. I mean, one student said from Brazil, gosh, I bet her album sales will go up more.
Gosh.
I thought that was an interesting and sad perspective.
Yeah, it's cynical, and it's also true.
Coming.
They're already planning a posthumous, I never know how to say that word, compilation of her unreleased track. So that's the record album. The record label's already capitalizing. They always do. But I'd be curious, were there any other significant cultural differences between the Brazilian kids and your kids in response to this? Because the Brazilians have certainly seen their share of poverty in the streets, and therefore also, I'm sure, certain addictions that are very visible, much more so than the moderately affluent community your kids come from.
You know, the answer to that question surprised me when I encountered it. We commented throughout the entire two-week experience, even before we had heard about Amy Winehouse's death, at how pervasive American media is around the world.
Mm-hmm.
And we first experienced that the first day we got picked up at the airport. We're traveling, and we're in the taxi cab, and we hear all these songs that we're familiar with in the U.S. Every song, Bruno Mars, Lady Gaga, you know, one after another of all these American songs that we're familiar with, those were the ones being listened to. And even as we spent time with the Brazilian teenagers, they were pulling out their iPods and showing us the songs they loved, and it was the exact same music.
Would you, I don't mean to try to correct what you're saying, but wouldn't you say it's less media than culture, popular culture?
That was very true.
Okay.
It is much more. Because then it spills over to students wearing clothes from the Gap at Abercrombie and Fitch. And even the students there were saying, gosh, next time you come, can you bring some, they even said, can you bring some Old Navy and all Converse shoes and all these things?
And you're right. Yeah, because it's that pervasiveness that has created a lot of enemies to America that we well know, which I don't really want to get into politically. It's the impact of our culture on the world that many people envy, embrace, and many others hate and despise.
Yeah. And at the same time, a part of me laments the uniqueness of culture and the diversity of culture around the world. I thought when I would go to Brazil, there would be much more, and maybe this was naive of me to think this, much more Brazilianness.
Hmm.
Beyond just the language and the fact they like soccer and some of the food, there was just so much in common, which in some ways made it easier for us to relate. But I wondered how much maybe has been lost over the decades because American culture is so pervaded cultures around the world.
I don't know. That's an interesting question. I mean, there's no doubt that the world is a smaller place because of technology. My suspicion, however, is that most cultures retain their ethnicity and their food identity, if McDonald's notwithstanding. But as you're saying, the music, the film, the television, and a lot of the clothing seems to be greatly influenced by American business, and that's not necessarily so good.
Yeah. I didn't know what I imagined for Brazil, but you imagine when you go to maybe tribal communities in Africa, there's the bright colors, different areas of the world. There's kind of what you see, maybe National Geographic or in various travel things. And I've been to Africa, and, you show up, and there's people wearing Nike, and there's Coca-Cola everywhere. It's just so different.
Yeah, it's true. It is true. The only place that we really saw the tribalness was way out in the bush with the tribes, because I was in Kenya for my honeymoon, as you know. Pastor Drew, we are too quickly running out of time. Please tell our listeners where they might find you. And I've decided not to put you on the spot with the requirement of singing your website unless you really want to. I mean, a samba would be cool, but please, where can our listeners find you?
Yes, I've been blogging at wewillsinganewsong.com. And one day Bruce will help write a ditty for that.
I was going to surprise you with one, which was the surprise that I had mentioned a few weeks ago, getting my son to do it. But it's been like pulling teeth. So I wanted him to do it, and he did a first round of it, and I couldn't stand it. And I said, no, come on. You got to be able to understand the website name.
That's the catchiest phrase to begin with. So.
Well, yes, but you still have to be able to understand it. So, again, that's wewillsinganewsong.com. If you're ever in Southern California, you want to attend some great services, you can attend the Calvary Church services at Westlake Village, where Pastor Drew occasionally presides, and occasionally your main wonderful pastor, Sean Thornton, also will lead very inspiring services. It is time for another break. Pastor Drew, we will talk next week. I look forward to it, and welcome home.
Well, it's good to be back.
It's good to have you back. I will be back with Jim Scheinberg for Family Financial Matters. And as I've been doing this show, I've been noting the stock market has been plunging. So we will talk about that dire reality.